This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUES Symposium here in the lovely island of Maui. And look who is here, PSCU's very own Brian Scott, the That's man great. With two first names.
The man with two first names, and I look like a traffic cone today.
You do look like a traffic cone. We see you coming from a mile away.
I was walking down the street, cars were going around.
You know, we're on Maui. I think they can see you on Oahu. So, no one just running with you.
I'll be the only one that wears this bright color, so...
Well, we all know where you are at all times.
That's right.
The satellites are tracking you, Brian. So I mean, have that aside, your attire aside, you look good, by the way.
Thanks.
But attire aside, how's the conference going for you?
Man, it's great. I mean...
Third day, maybe? I lose track after a while.
No, it's great. I mean, this is one of the few conferences where you truly get that dynamic of the CEO and the board chair together, you have really different and interesting conversations, so it's been fabulous for us, and the content, all the speakers, has been really good, too, so it's been a great show so far.
Yeah, so what brings you here? Obviously, everyone likes to see you what brings you here?
Yeah, I think, you know, just being able to come out and interact with 200-400 credit unions and their board chairs and just a lot of interesting conversations, plus the pool.
It's
been great discussions. A lot of discussions right now about the economy, what's happening, you know, the rising interest rate environment. This same time last year, credit unions had more money than they could lend out. Now they're looking for deposits. And it's funny just how in the course of 1 year.
I know, how things change. The same with the housing market as well. You know, it was just like booming a year ago.
That's right.
Maybe a little bit more a year ago. But then all of a sudden, oh my God. So yeah, it's just amazing what 365 days can do.
Yeah, at the same conference last year, people are, what are we going to do with all this extra? and now it's like, where do we get extra deposits? So yeah, it's pretty funny.
Wow, what a roller coaster we're on. So what's new at PSCU these days?
Well, a lot.
I know, there's a lot. There's like, I get press releases from you guys every day, which is great. Thank you very much. Yeah. Appreciate that.
I think one of the interesting things, tagging onto the economy, we just did a study on innovation with fintechs, credit unions, and credit union members.
Okay.
And you know, one of the interesting things that came out of that is credit unions are starting to pull back because of, hey, they're needing more deposits. Yeah. They're pulling back on investments in innovation. And I think it's one of the interesting times where a third of credit union members say, hey, I'm willing to switch now for better rates or better technology. And at the same time that members are saying they're willing to switch, credit unions are pulling back on innovation. So I think it's one of those weird dynamics, like, hey, stay focused on innovation at a time, even though it's difficult, at a time when credit union members are saying, hey, we'll move because of that.
Exactly. So. And when things get a little bit better, then you know, you hit that ground running.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Once you get behind in innovation, it's super hard to catch up.
So. I mean, it's hard enough just to keep pace.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know, by the time that engine stops to get it going again, it takes months.
Yeah.
So it's not like, hey, we can pause for a little bit and catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much harder.
What's the other buzz you're hearing around here? Obviously, the economy's always big, but
so
anything else?
Tagging onto the economy, a lot of people are talking about expecting delinquency.
That wave is going to come.
It's really starting to hit now, and you know, having a plan, having a strategy for delinquency management, which was not an issue for the last 4 or 5 years at all.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming one of those hot topic issues again. So that's kind of been top of mind too.
Yeah, because we all waited for it during the pandemic, but I think, you know, the government kind of funding.
The government funded that.
Kind of pushed it back.
And now, you know, you're seeing total loans go up and they're catching up to pre-pandemic levels. And, you know, state of the economy, although hiring is great, a lot of people have jobs, but there's more and more debt out there, so the expectation is there's going to be some delinquency management to be done out there.
Indeed, sir. Gosh, and even the labor market, my gosh, what a unique place that is right now. Unemployment at record lows.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, but there's these technology layoffs, and then it's really kind of hard to find talent as well, so I'm baffled as what to...
Well, I was in San Francisco last week, and there's nobody on the streets. So you talk about nobody is truly back in the office in places like San Francisco.
Yeah.
But almost every credit union is fully 100% back and in the office. And I think it makes it challenging to fully staff and hire really good people when there's so many work from home jobs out there. And I think it makes it a challenging labor market for credit unions in particular that are really trying to draw people into the office. And forget about whether you think it's good or bad, it just makes it challenging to hire good people.
I've been talking to folks at DJ Myers about that. Yeah. Jill Nowacki was here, and we talked about that, just what's going on in the labor market. I know that's not your specialty, but you're aware of it, I'm sure.
You have to be now. Have to be.
So. No doubt. Hey, I want to give you guys a plug because the member forum's coming up.
It is coming
up,
around
the corner. Obviously, GAC is in a few weeks, but gosh.
First week of April in Tampa.
Your member forum's going to be here before you know it as well.
It will be. First week of April in Tampa. Got some great speakers. I actually talked to a couple CEOs here that are going to be on a CEO panel talking about just a wide range of topics. Investment and innovation is one of them. We'll have a pretty interesting session, I think, on cannabis banking. I think you had the South Bay Credit Union team here.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, there's just a lot of really fun topics and topics that a lot of credit unions are talking about, thinking about, worried about. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I think so, too. Yeah, you guys are going to have a really good turnout, I'm sure. Anything else to add, sir? Any final thoughts? Any takeaways from here that you want to take back?
Great to be here in Hawaii. So one takeaway, thing yesterday, there was a whole session on social media, engagement with members.
Okay.
And what I thought was fascinating is a lot of the credit union CEOs are like, 100%, we have to be there. A lot of the board chairs are like, why are we spending our time there? I mean, that was kind of the sentiment coming out of it. Yeah, a little bit of a split.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a great session to have here, especially because as you're attracting any members, it's not just young members anymore. As you're attracting members, you have to be out there. And, you know, we hear a lot of times credit unions say, we're the best kept secret. That's not a point of pride.
No, you don't want to be that.
You don't want to be that.
Exactly.
I thought that was a great takeaway.
Well, and dovetailing off your social media thing, what I learned yesterday is, we have TikTok, but now we have FinTok. Because there's so many financial influencers on TikTok providing advice for people out there. I'm not sure that's
good
the place you want to go.
Good advice and bad advice, yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the place you want to go. You want to go to your credit union and get that, information.
That's right.
But yeah,
right.
I've just heard about FinTok.
FinTok.
So yeah, very interesting stuff going on out there right now. So, alrighty, sir.
Good.
Well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you're a busy, busy guy.
Thank you. Appreciate the time. It's always good to see you.
Right on, sir.
Hey, take care.
And you know, if I need anything, I know where to find you because you're wearing that
orange
shirt.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.